Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pistol again for Penix. It's first and five at the 19 after the penalty on the Bills. Buffalo adds another man to the front. They're going to hand to Robinson, right side, through the first wall, around the corner. Here goes Bijan Robinson. Keeps his feet. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta. Oh, my goodness. The math on this one is easy. 81 to the house.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. The MVP did play last night, but he wasn't wearing 17. He was wearing 7. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is a tofu-tasting queen of improv and the first lady of Atlanta baseball. And maybe she can tell us about double plays. Miss Allie Mack, and behind the glass, the one and only Dylan Dylan Matthews. So, what do you guys want to talk about?
I was going to say, the only double play we'll be talking about is the combination of Drake London and Bijan Robinson. That's the, that's the only double play I plan on talking about. Allie, I do got to give Bo credit for one thing.
Yes?
We had a person walk up to us at the Mercedes-Benz Club last night, and he goes, "Are you Michael? Don't ask him what the piece is."
No way.
But you know what the best part is? He's like, "I listen to you, you guys, and that guy that always says rise and shine."
Yeah.
Hey, Mike goes, "You mean Bo?"
Me
and like
Bo?
Points to me.
Have you met my friend Bo?
I love it. The things people pick up on him. What gets you implanted in your brain is always so fascinating. Why don't we go around the room and give out how many hours of sleep we got last night? Because I'm pretty sure I got the most out of all of us.
I hope so.
I think I got around 4. I fell asleep around 1, and I did wake up a couple times, but then I woke up, 5:20?
Oh, goodness. Mike, what did you get?
I'm trying to do the math.
Yeah.
I think around 4.
Yeah. Okay.
Right around 4. I think Grant and I went off air at 12:30-ish. Probably was asleep by 1, I'd have to say. And, yeah, probably woke up around 5 o'clock.
Dylan, what about you?
I woke up late and still only got 3, so.
I don't know who it was, but I would thank you to one of the two people four of us, because someone turned the light off in the bullpen. I didn't know if it was Mike or Dylan.
It was me, and at that point, Grant looked at me and goes, "Well, I guess it's time for me to go." I was like, it's bedtime around here.
And I was like, I don't know who just did that, but between Dylan and Mike, I got to thank one of them. I was like, because that light went off, and it helped me because I could not wind down. Like, I was completely amped.
Yeah,
you can still thank Allie and I because we did keep the light off when we got here. We worked for the dark. We worked in the dark a little
too
bit
sure.
for
yeah.
you.
Appreciate that.
Too
didn't
sure.
have to, but appreciate it.
And I'll give a massive shout out to Turtle last night as he was doing the flyover. I was walking out and he was walking in. He goes, "Hey, I won't let the door. I won't let it close hard so it wakes you up when I leave." I was like, "Oh, dude, huge shout out for that."
How sweet.
Did you almost go, "How you know?" How'd you know?
Well, I told him last time, I was like, "I know this is going to sound like a diva comment, but please gently shut the door on your way out because it will rattle this entire floor if you don't."
Well, I can guarantee no one shut the door gently leaving the Bills locker room last night.
Oh, no, probably not.
There you go.
Let's get into that, but first let's get you caught up on what's been going on. Since we last got to chat, all four of us, the Hawks beat the Heat last night, 119-118 in the preseason. Dodgers beat the Brewers in Milwaukee, 2-1 for the first game of the NLCS. Game 2 is tonight at 8:08. Game two of the ALCS, not quite as close. Mariners beat the Blue Jays 10-3. Mariners have a 2-0 lead in the series. Game three is tomorrow in Seattle. The Tennessee Titans have fired their head coach, Brian Callahan. Chicago Bears beat the Commanders by a field goal last night, 25-24. And of course, the win we are celebrating all day long. Falcons 24-14 took down Buffalo at home last night, putting them at 3-2 for the season.
Yeah, there's just so many different aspects to get to. But I think the main takeaway for me as we moved throughout the postgame show last night was the defense. I know that it was there's all kinds of stats to throw around about Bijan, about Drake, about Michael Penix, about everything out. There's storylines galore on offense, but how many times did we continue to put the defense up to bat in the second half? And I mentioned this to Grant last night on the postgame show. There's a lot of credit due, like I said, to Bijan, this offense, Zach Robinson. But you had 21 points like 20 minutes into this game. Mm-hmm. And you held on all the way through the end because you could you kept putting it back in the hands of your defense against the literal reigning MVP of the NFL. And they keep rising up to the occasion and getting it done.
A nice verbiage. This game started out like a shootout, and then all of a sudden, and West said it perfectly, a game that started out like a shootout turned into a three-and-out fest. It felt like, yeah, your offense kind of they made adjustments. The loss of Jake Matthews for the entire second half. Mm-hmm. It looks like a high ankle. I don't know. No one's told me that. I can tell you he was holding his high ankle area when off the field, and it was labeled an ankle. I felt it hurt the Falcons' offense in the second half. It makes you a little, you know, there's trust. You're dropping back to pass with a guy like Joey Bosa and AJ Epinesa and Rousseau, and asking two essential third and fourth string tackles to protect your franchise guy. It changes things a little bit. Changes maybe the plays, the routes you can run. But the defense was out of its mind. The defense for the fifth straight game to start the season held the opponent under 300 yards. I don't know. Have we allowed a 200-yard passer? I'm not sure, honestly. Maybe Mariota late in the game. You have, again, four sacks. You say defense, you're right on. One more. A lot of people in this city, including on this radio station, moaned and groaned when he hired his buddy, Jeff Ulbrich. And his buddy, Jeff Ulbrich, just had a game plan that made the MVP reigning MVP look as bad as he maybe has looked since his rookie year. They sent pressure 56% of the time, getting four sacks and six quarterback hits.
Yeah. And again, I don't know what anybody else on the radio station said about the Ike Hilliard deal, but you do have to give Raheem Morris an immense amount of credit. Coming off the Carolina game, right, as bad as they looked offensively, as out of sync as the wide receivers looked with everything else that was going on, and he just simply goes, this is not going to work. And he lets go of Ike Hilliard. They turn around that wide receiver room. I know we'll get to Ray-Ray McCloud throughout. You didn't have Darnell Mooney. But, man, watching Casey Washington block, watching David Sills block, watching those guys be put up to bat numerous times and go to work, it's clear to me that whatever Raheem Morris did in that room sent a message that was felt. And I look, you don't have these eye-popping numbers from the rest of the wide receivers other than Drake London, but those guys were going to battle last night in a number of different ways. And so I think you're kind of right on when it comes to giving credit to Raheem Morris and the way they went about this game. It ended up being not a close game, but at no point – am I wrong in this in saying at no point did it feel like the Falcons were going to lose, which is crazy to say.
I feel like maybe everybody was just a little tempered about it, watching.
Waiting on the next thing.
Waiting on something to happen, but it never did.
Yeah.
And that was great.
You missed out on the Drake London touchdown before halftime. You missed the field goal. I mean, it just never felt like we were getting that close.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We will get into the end of the first half sequence. I have no issues with how they handled the clock, how they handled any of that going on. I think it's an interesting point because I agree with both of you. Yeah, I was waiting for something to happen mm-hmm. because it's Josh Allen. He's already came back on primetime this year, yep. Down double digits. And sorry, but I've sat in the radio booth. I've sat in the stands, and I've sat at home. And I've sat a lot lately in the radio booth and seen teams come back on us when we couldn't seemingly put the nail in the coffin. And I've even seen us put what I thought was nail in the coffin, and then they come down and get a quick touchdown. So when we got on this long drive, I was like, you know, it just felt like the touchdown would ease the tensions, and you didn't get it. You had to get settled for the field goal, but which look, you accomplished the goal there. You churned off like maybe 5 or 6 minutes of the clock and put points on the board to make it a 2-score game. But then they start going down the field, and you and Allen is doing what Allen does. But they were getting out of bounds, so I was getting a little worried because you know you got to get the onside kick. But we don't get to the onside kick because Zach Harrison, they flush him. Zach Harrison keeps up with the play, deflects the ball, and you get the interception. And then you're like, is it over?
Yeah.
It's over.
Wait a minute.
Is it really over?
Can we breathe?
Yeah.
Also,
shout out to the Awful Announcing Twitter account where the intern ran last night where they said that the Bills jumped off sides to give the Falcons a first down. Apparently, so they could burn through their three timeouts. Not sure why that was the case, but okay.
Yeah, it's just a unique way of looking at it. We got to get a break. I was having the same conversation with Grant last night. We're watching the Commanders game and the Bears, and it's like Bears force a fumble. I was like, the Bears didn't force anything. It was pouring down rain, and the ball slipped out of Jaden Daniels' hand and fell on the ground. Like there was no forced anything. It was completely on Jaden Daniels, but. You know, anyways.
We are going to be celebrating this win all morning long. We would love for you to join us in that 404-726-0929. The phone lines will be open all morning. Give Dylan a call. Get on air with us. 404-726-0929. Coming up, like I said, Victory Tuesday continues next on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.